This week's parsha is Parshas Bahar B'chukosai. I want to dedicate this Dvar Torah for Shlema for Rivka Chana Bat Zipporah, Nava Dina Bat Sterna, and Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka. Shalom for Rivka Shlema. So we're going to finish off the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, which we focused a lot of our attention on the sacrifices, on the karbanos, and also on many different laws that we saw in Achrimos Kedoshim, pertaining to being holy. But we are clearly, we seem to be way past Mount Sinai at this point. But then our Parsha Bahar starts off bringing us back to Mount Sinai. It says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. God spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, how did this happen? We're way past that. So all of a sudden, we're reverting back. And everybody asks this question, Ma, what are we talking about here? The next sentence tells us the commandment of the Shemitah. The idea that when we get to the land of Israel, to the land that God gives us, and the land, V'shav Sa'aret Shabbas Lashem, we shall observe the Sabbath of the Lord. So, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. So, why is this commandment of Shemitah being brought or being presented to us as if we're back at Har Sinai? If anything, we're way past that. So now, all of a sudden, we're like being pulled back to Har Sinai. So, it happens to be that we're now 10 days away from the holiday of Shavuos, when we commemorate the time when we experienced the revelation in Har Sinai. And one of the things that we have to ask ourselves is that when we look back historically at the event, the thing that's most troubling when we take a step back and we realize, wait a second, we're going to celebrate this holiday of the revelation, but then 39 days after the revelation, the Jewish people sinned, and we made a golden calf. Moses came down. Moshe came, and he broke the tablets. And the Torah that we have, the second set, is what we got on Yom Kippur. And so, really, the Torah that we have today is the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur Torah, not the Shavuos Torah. So, why are we celebrating this holiday? Well, how could we celebrate? If anything, it's embarrassing. It's the thing that went bad. So, and what is it that what are we coming back to commemorate? So one answer that we have to realize is that the event itself stands. What happened there is something that we want to come back and we revisit every year when we come back to the holiday of Shavuos. When we come to commemorate the holiday the way we do, what we're saying is that the event itself stands. How we experienced it is what needs to be corrected. Clearly, whatever we experienced did not become internalized, and so therefore, we need to come back to the same event, and we need to rework it. So, as we come back, and we look at it, so, yeah, things didn't go well then, but the beauty of it is that we recognize the fact that the event is what it was. It's how we experienced it, and therefore we need to revisit that experience. And so what did we experience then? And what is it that we want to come back to and to be able to really understand? So just one idea, and really tying into this idea of Shemitah that is brought together with the idea of Har Sinai, of Mount Sinai. So what we experienced was, you know, the revelation, we call it a revelation. Hashem, in a sense, comes down and he reveals himself to us, something that a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And that when we think about Hashem, we have to realize that we're talking about a non-physical being and everything, literally the opposite of anything that we can relate to in terms of our physicality. It's just everything the opposite. When it makes references to physicality within God, it's just anthropomorphic descriptions for us to be able to relate. But ultimately, this is the non-physical meeting the physical. And so there are many different descriptions in Chazal that describe this event. The idea that they saw the sounds. So, like, you can't see sound. So there's descriptions that are going on in the text that are saying to us, this is something that's beyond the norm. And so, Api Kabbalah, the idea that this was in the marriage of the Jewish people to God, that somehow we were able to come and connect to God in the most intimate way, a unification, the same way that a bride and a groom are able to come together. Hashem is our groom and we're the bride. We came together with Hashem. It was a unification in that, for example, it describes the fact that when God said, I am Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeiticha Me'ar Tzitzrayim, that the entire creation spoke those, that communicated those words. That it was the entire, there was a complete unification of the entire cosmos together. Everything, physical and non-physical, came together so that God, who is the Ein Sof, the endless one, and in terms of picturing, like God is the Ein Sof, if we go into the descriptions of the galaxies, the endless universes and galaxies that now science has discovered, that is a little taste of what the endlessness of God is. And so when we come to the day of Shavuos, when we come to Mount Sinai, we're coming to a place where we're connecting to that which is beyond our ability to comprehend. And so Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, is a place of tremendous anivas, of humility, that when we came to that time, and really who the person that was able to bridge us between Hashem and ourselves is Moshe, and his description of Moshe is the idea of anivus, of humility, is the idea of, in a certain sense, being able to suspend all ego to be able to receive. And so when we come to Mount Sinai, which is described also as a mountain that also has this aspect of humility, because everything that occurred there, the whole experience is that of suspending our individuality and our ego, and able to receive that which Hashem was coming to meet us. And so, and the truth is that when we connect to another person, we're able to suspend ourselves to be able to accept and to be able to come one with the other. That's what happened at Har Sinai. So the Kli Yakar beautifully explains that this is what Shemitah is. Shemitah is out of the norm. If you're talking about wanting to have fertile land or to be able to have the best crops possible, the norm of society is to go 2 years on, 1 year off. Hashem says, listen, guys, I want you to go 6 years on and one off. Totally outside of the norm, because what Shemitah, that cycle is about Amuna. It's about suspending our understanding and being able to subjugate ourselves to God's will. And so Shemitah is the idea that we dedicate it to God. Shabbos LaHashem, it's an act of emuna. It's an active sense of emuna, of belief. And so when we come to this parasha, we start off, it's Har Sinai, we're back to Mount Sinai, and we're tying it to Shemitah. So sometimes we need to recognize the fact, understand that we need to suspend our understanding or suspend or to be able to subjugate ourselves and to make ourselves vulnerable to and accept that which Hashem is messaging. So that when we go through these terrible experiences where we have such a loss, and to be able to understand what's happening, we can't. This is where we come to a place of emunah, where we say, we don't know, we don't understand why. That's what this idea of suspending, coming to a Har Sinai, experiencing that powerful experience, and to be able to suspend all of our ego to be able to come and connect to Hashem. And so when we go through these difficult times, Vayidom Aaron when he lost his two sons on this great on that great day, he was silent. He was completely in suspension mode. And so too, when we come to our Sinai, we suspended our ego. We became, in a sense, we were completely unified, and we became unified with Hashem within that experience. And so we should know no more sorrow, and we should be able to get comfort with the idea that somehow, some reason, this is something that is the ultimate good behind this, which we don't understand. And with that, if we were able to come to the holiday of Shavuos, we should be blessed that we should be able to stay unified and come to the day, Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, one unified people, to then become connected to Hashem on that most intimate level. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.